This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
God forbid Erica's fiance dies anytime soon.
You know what, Slacker?
Yeah, no, you don't need to start like that.
That is exactly how I'm going to start this.
I don't know what you want from him. It's like you both want to be with him, and sometimes you want him to go away.
I don't want him to go away. I want you to be uncomfortable for a minute.
I'm deeply uncomfortable already.
He has some, I'm a person who has zero tattoos on my body.
Wow.
But I know. Because I don't want a tattoo.
Well, yeah, that's usually how you end up with zero.
I want a lot of tattoos.
I
think getting one tattoo is just like
gateway drug.
I had one for like 8 years.
I don't know how you did that.
And then I got like 7 more.
Like, I want the thing I've always wanted with the Noah and Mia coming out of my vein kind of thing.
My question, why not?
Why don't I do it?
Like, if you're like, I've always wanted this. Noah is how old?
18.
Okay, so you've wanted this tattoo for, okay, I guess I should say Mia is how old?
15.
So for 15 years, you've thought about
like
this.
I know.
I've been calling her 14 for like...
You passed.
Yeah.
So if 15 years and you just...
But I don't want to go in there and like go, I want this thing where it's like Noah and Mia's name like coming out of my vein and a heartbeat or whatever. And they go like this and I'm like, no.
That's fine. And
no,
then,
but like I should have it designed already.
No.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I know, but if I don't like it, then it's like...
When they put the stencil on you, tell them a million times you don't like the placement. That's fine. It's going on your body permanently. Have it exactly how you want it. The end.
You know that I'm the person who will eat the wrong meal at a restaurant.
Yes, we rather than for any of that.
Okay, we'll go with you.
Yeah, Aaron will be there. Wrong.
I can't. I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to have it designed and probably already drawn on my body when I walk in there. But that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about your fiance dying.
Stop.
Yes.
I don't like this negative energy.
You're right. He's not going to. But okay. Like eventually.
Well, eventually.
Right. If do you? This is a weird question. I don't think you can answer it. Do you like his tattoos?
Yeah.
You like?
I like them a lot. Also, on our first date, he like explained them to me.
Okay.
And that was, they're quite personal. So
didn't he get a 13?
He got a knife on his ankle going through a heart that has a 13 on it.
Oh.
Right when we started dating. 13 is my favorite number because of Taylor Swift. It happened to be a Friday the 13th tattoo.
Oh, gotcha.
So he didn't have an option.
So he got it for a discount that day or whatever?
He did, but he kind of said it was like, that one's not as personal, so I can explain it. He said it was like ending the curse. And we had like just met and started dating. So it was like a little bit about me.
That's cute.
I know. Oh my
gosh. And knowing that 13 is like your favorite number. Now
he
it's
didn't
like,
know that at the time.
But now it's a super personal tattoo to him. It's like grown into a personal tattoo.
I love that.
So he had some tattoos when you met him and he got that one. Has he gotten, how many has he gotten since you've been together?
Just that one.
Okay.
He had the whole sleeve when we met.
Do you think he'll get more?
We were talking about this the other day. He would like more, but he's like, it's kind of a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. The healing process, because he gets bigger tattoos.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a time when he's like, I'm going to get a chest piece. And I was like, or not.
Well, here's why we're talking about tattoos and loved ones. This woman lost her husband. And he had a Steelers themed skull somewhere on his body. It's pretty big. So it had to be like back is my guess.
I'm sorry.
Who's
tattooing a Steelers themed skull?
Just a lot of
people. So it's a skull that's wearing a Steelers helmet.
Okay.
So she had the morgue cut off the tattoo and then she had it preserved, like flattened and almost like what you do, like taxidermy style, stretched. So it looks good. It looks like a piece of art, but then it's like, that's my dead husband's skin on the wall. And she did it like for their kid.
I really don't like it. I'm really,
but you love your fiance.
I love him
and you understand
so much.
The personalness of his tattoos and how they weave into his story and your storyline together and the whole thing.
I would rather have
why can't
someone
we gut him and
because of
skin
him.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
I would rather have someone create like an art piece that could hang on the wall that is all the tattoos,
but not his actual skin.
No. Don't you think that's going to start getting stinky?
No, because they do the thing.
Yeah,
they like embalm it and stuff.
No, it's like...
I'm sorry. Who does that? Who? What shop is open? Like, I've got some human skin for you to deal with?
I'm guessing it's a taxidermist. It would have to be. Some sort of...
Don't ask, don't tell kind of situation. Like, I have skin for you.
I mean, I think if you produce...
There is a guy who used to, like, take skin and turn it into lampshades, but... Anyway.
That's a bigger problem, Aaron.
I remember that, dude. Edging. I remember seeing, like, and the lampshades.
I showed you it because I went to the thing in London, the serial killer.
Oh, yeah. He was a serial killer?
Yeah, he was like a grave robber and then would do a lot of weird stuff.
But the thing is, you know, you can take the harshest, like, cool white LED light, and if you put a human skin lampshade over it, it really warms up the room. I mean, it's crazy. How
disgusting.
So cozy.
And then imagine if that skin has tattoos.
Oh my God, it'd be like, it would be, and you spin it.
I want to go
so
home.
You're a no?
I'm a no.
Okay.
I don't need anyone's human skin on my walls, thank you.
So what would you want? Pictures of his tattoos? Or do you
like
just
commission
want him in
an
mind?
Art piece.
Okay.
And have that framed like a sane person.
Okay. I don't know where I stand because I don't want to make this an emotional moment, but like Erin did an amazing thing with her sister's remains. They do the thing where they.
Yeah. She was turned into rocks.
I know.
Was she sent to space?
No, they just have the rocks.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So, and they're not like.
I love that.
They're not like dumb rocks. I don't know how to say. They're like cool.
They're almost
polished.
They're round, like almost lake rocks.
They're so
and
cool.
They're like a bluish tint.
So you could like carry her around.
Yeah.
She does. Like one time we were out somewhere and she's like, whoop, and I'm like, what is that? She's like, my sister.
Oh, Aaron.
Better than a lampshade.
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.